Okay, let's begin, guys. We are we're back, and the last thing that we discussed, the Rambam was discussing his approach to Agaritas, and he said, "I'm going to take the opportunity to discuss with you one Agadic topic." Discussion of Ein Lakadosh Baruch Hu Bilvamo Ela Arba Amo Shel Halacha Bilvad. And he said, hopefully by explaining this, I don't have one this week. Sorry. He says how by understanding this specific Agadita, so you're going to see the depth of what I meant when I told you how deep the Chachamim were and how you shouldn't take their words lightly. So we're on page Ayin Beis in the Mosada Rabbi Cook edition. And we want to send a hello to our friend David Girori.
Hi, Girori.
Who's following along with us at home. Hope he's feeling well. We all wish him refuah shleima. Hope he's feeling good. Okay, we're up to the word da. Page Ayin Beis. This is a new topic. This is perhaps... I guess it depends who you ask, and it depends what they're interested in. But for those who are interested in philosophy, this is probably the most famous part of the Rambam's Hakdamah to the Mishnah. What we'll be doing the next week or two. Da. Ki akadmonim chakru chakira tzuma. The early philosophers, they were choker, they investigated a very important question. Asher nitan lahem min hachochme v'tuv ha-machshava, which they, you know, they use their minds to try to figure out. Ad sheniskayem etzlam, and until they reached, they arrived at a conclusion that what? Shekol davar nimtza yitzdarech al kol panim lios lo tachlis asher b'shvila haisa mitziyasa ki lo davar reik nimtzu animtzayim. He says that the philosophers decided. And if you look in the footnote here in Ches, so he makes a reference here to Socrates, which is Socrates, or Socrates. Va philosophim hastoim. Those are the Stoic philosophers. Stoics. Anyway, so they came to a conclusion that all things that exist obviously must exist for a purpose. And that nothing is just completely purposeless in creation.
They believed in God?
We didn't say that. We said that they believed that everything was created for a purpose. What force it was that created it. But obviously that means that they didn't accept a haphazard, that's what you're referring to. They didn't accept some like haphazard form of, you know, atoms smashing together in some biosphere somewhere for thousands of years until the world, well, millions of years until the world was created. Footnote Yud Aleph. Kilolato baram Hashem el l'shem tachlis misiyemes. Yes, for a specific purpose. They believed in some type of creator. Some type of creator. Okay, they could have called it primal cause. Exactly. That's what I meant. That we're not. They didn't. Obviously, they didn't think that we were created by a bunch of atoms or whatever molecules smashing together and create and just eventually life emerging. There was some type of creator who obviously did it with a purpose. Whether it's the God that we have, a personal God, a God that's interested in the world. That they didn't necessarily accept. But God is a creator, right? We have to always make the distinction between God as a creator and God as a manhig, right, exactly, as a force in the world that continues to exist. Many of the deists, many of the founding fathers of America were deists. They believed that God created the world, but then he stepped back and stopped being involved in the world. But kasher niskayim lehem zeh din haklali. When they accepted this premise that everything is created with a purpose, and they started to separate all the different species and all the different creations into different categories in order so that they could figure out the purpose for each one. And they saw they saw that everything that was manufactured, everything that was created, everything that was made through some type of action, it was very obvious what their purpose was for. Lo yaseh malachim ein tachlisa mitzuyara b'nafsho. An inventor doesn't create something unless it's very obvious to him what the purpose of the created item is. Right? You don't have a creator who just like sits and creates something, and he, all of a sudden he has like an iPod. He says, what am I going to do with this thing? Obviously, when he sat and he designed the iPod, he did it. I know, using the iPod twice in one day as an example. I know, I'm overusing the iPod. But obviously, when he did that, he did it with an intent. That the carpenter doesn't create a saw until he first thinks to himself, wait a second, I need to separate two pieces of wood. I need to break apart a piece of wood. And he starts to figure out, how can I create something that allows me to separate two pieces of wood? And then he comes up with the idea, well, let me make a thin piece of metal and make some jagged edges on it. And that way, when I shake that metal back and forth, I'll be able to cut through the wood. And then, and then he starts doing it. And therefore, it becomes obvious right away that the purpose of the saw is to split wood, and the purpose of the axe is to chop wood. And the purpose of a needle is to connect to garments. Anything that was manufactured. So it's usually pretty easy to figure out what the purpose is. If you don't know what the purpose is, it's only because you're not familiar with the manufacturer. But all you have to do is find the manufacturer, and it'll be very obvious to the manufacturer why he created it. There is no example ever in the history of manufacturing where the manufacturer made something, and then after manufacturing it, didn't know what he was supposed to do with it. What? What do you mean you make it by mistake? So, right, I think that when we're talking about serendipity, meaning when you, which is a fancy word for accidentally creating something, right? It comes up in basketball games every once in a while when a guy throws up an alley-oop pass and it goes into the basket and the announcer screams serendipity because he meant to throw an alley-oop pass and instead he got a basket. But I think that even when things like that occur, I think as soon as it's created, it's very obvious to the manufacturer what the purpose is once it's created. Right, Louis Pasteur, for instance, accidentally found the cure to penicillin. He found antibiotics. He found penicillin on accident. But once he had finished that process, so it was very obvious to him what the purpose was of the penicillin that he had created. But you're right. It could be that people accidentally come across things. They make things. Like someone threw out matches. Were matches made on by accident? That things were created accidentally. But I think that whenever a person, let's say at the opposite direction, whenever a person sits to manufacture something, so it's obvious to him what he's trying to do. Aval mashem tziato hamalacha elokis v'achochma tivis. However, that which the godly manufacturing produced, kigon minei halanos v'asavim, different types of trees or different types of grasses, umine machtzvei ha'adama, umine avanim, umine achayos, all the different things that we see in creation. The different types of minerals on the ground, different types of stones, different types of animals. There are many things that we don't necessarily know what the purpose of their creation was when we look at the natural world. Unless we have some type of prophetic powers or something. But when we study it, it's sometimes hard to know. You should know that there are species of animals that exist in the bottom of caves. Caves that haven't been, that only were started to be recently be explored in the recent century, the 20th century. There were caves that up until the 20th century were never explored. There's some famous caves that have shafts that are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet deep. There are caves that just the entrance shaft in order to get into the cave is deeper than the Empire State Building. And there are caves like that. There's a famous cave like that, I believe, in Brazil, that we only recently, people only recently started exploring it in the past 30, 40 years. And there are species that live in those caves that we've never found before, millions of them, that we've never even known about before. And a person can look at all of these crazy things in creation and say, what's the purpose of them? Why did Hashem have to create this type of blind lizard that only exists in a cave in Texas. There's a cave in Texas that has an animal in it. It's a blind lizard. It is indigenous only to that one cave in Texas. And we only found out about it recently. What is the purpose of that blind lizard? By the way, I think it's called the blind Texan lizard or something like that. It has some type of name like that. But anyway, so we don't know the reason of all these things. Hisram says, let me challenge you to tell me, to try to explain to me, why are there certain winged worms, and there are other worms that don't have wings? Why are there bugs, creepy crawlers that have lots of legs, centipedes, millipedes, and there are other ones with very few legs? And anyway, why did God create this tolas? What's the tachlis of this tolas? And what's the purpose of this nemala? Why did Hashem create all these different things? There are bigger things that to us it seems more obvious why they exist. However, when it comes to realizing why exactly they were created, so Yigala Yisron Anshe Achachma. What does that mean? The footnote here says Klomar. I said Rashi. Lefi Yedi Asam Etachlus Hanimtzam Nikaris Haskalasim Umadregas Maalasim Haruchaniim. So he says that there are perhaps people who have greater Chachma are able to figure out why these things exist. Fi Al Pishya Yosef Chachma Gadol Atshuka VeZacharayam Nilmod Ken Yeh Yedi Asam Yosef Gemura. And to the degree that a person is intelligent and he tries to use his brain to try to understand why things exist, so he'll have a better understanding. And that's why when Hashem gave to Shlomo HaMelech so much Chachma that he had promised him, Yada misodos brias elamine mash efshel adam ladas midarach shu adam. V'dibra al tachlis tatiyos elanos v'asavim v'min ha'chayos k'mo shemar ha'kosav v'yadaber al ha'itzim min ha'eret asher b'lovanon v'ara izov asher yetze b'kir v'yadaber al ha'behema v'yal ha'ofi al ha'remes v'yal ha'dogim. The Pasuk in Melachim Aleph tells us that Shlomo HaMelech had an intimate knowledge to understand what the purpose was of all these different animals and why all these different types of plants. And this was obviously a testimony to the fact that he had a divine knowledge with him, because how else would he have known the purpose of all of these myriad creations? And everyone would come together, Chachma of Shlomo. But here we go. The Rambam tells us, you should know. You want to know what the purpose of all these different things in creation are? I can't tell you. I don't know. Only Shlomo HaMelech knew the purpose of everything in creation. But I can tell you one thing. Everything that exists was created for man's purpose. Everything in creation was created for man's purpose. And all the different animals, some of them were created for man's eating purposes, like tzon and bakar. And their other ones were created for other non-food purposes, like the donkey, to carry his packages, that were there in order to provide for him fast transportation. Horses provided transportation for him. And other things that we don't necessarily know the purpose. And they have purposes for us. Yet we don't know what they are yet. Maybe they have some type of medicinal purposes for us. Cures, medicine. This is true with all minim. All minim, all plants, everything was created for man. And anything that you find in creation that doesn't seem to have any purpose, not a side purpose, not a food purpose, according to your understanding of things, da, you should know, this is only because we are not intelligent enough to figure it out. And it is impossible, the Ram says, that everything in creation does not have a purpose for man. From the elephant to the worm. I always wondered if one of the purposes, perhaps, was to serve for us intellectual curiosity. Does that also count as one of the purposes that Hashem created things for? In other words, maybe the lizard that exist in some cave in Texas, you don't like boil them up and like drink them and get like, you know, it helps you with your iron deficiency. There's no medicinal purposes in that lizard and that cave, but maybe it's there in order to provide for us intellectual, you know, to stimulate our intellect and to help us, you know, find interest and beauty in his creation. I always wondered if the Rambam would include that here when he means that there's a Tuelis for Adam. Anyway, that's just a mere musing. V'hamofes al zeh, sh'harei b'chol dor v'ador yig'olu lanu ha'asavim u'meni peros sh'lo niglu l'kad monenu. And the Rambam says, I have a proof for this, because every century, every generation, scientists figure out new uses and purposes for things in creation. V'yeshbam tuelis gadolis, and we've lost a lot of them. There are many things that we know that earlier civilizations knew to do with certain types of grasses and herbs and things like that, that we no longer understand or appreciate. This is one of the big clashes between Eastern Chinese medicine and regular clinical medicine that we have in the Western world, right? That in Eastern medicines, with all of the heebie-jeebie stuff that goes on along with Eastern medicines, they certainly do have a certain knowledge of certain types of herbs and certain types of natural remedies, roots and things like that, that have passed clinical tests and are able to heal. And it's things that we don't necessarily have the chachma to have anymore, but they are a reality. Yeah. That may be. We also have to question what it means for something to be extinct. I don't know. I've always meant to ask a scientist this. I don't know if a species has certainly become extinct. I don't know if a family's ever become extinct. In other words, the dodo bird is like the classic example of the extinct animal, right? The dodo bird. So I don't know if the dodo bird might be part of a larger family of birds that has not gone extinct.
Yeah, but it has its own reason.
You mean just the fact that individual species? That's right, 100%. So I'm not sure. You're right. It's a good question. V'yein b'yecholos adam lios daito kolelos to alos kol simche haretz. By the way, I know that you should know. You know, we're so used to like living in an age of information that we just like have certain assumptions about things. Like we assume that like we know about all the species of animals in the world. We just know about them. But if you follow the news and you follow like the Science Times, every 3 months, 4 months, 6 months max, there'll be like a big headline in the Science Times like, scientists locate 35 new species of, eustachians or, you know, whatever, I don't know, Etruscans, whatever those things are called. Crustaceans, you know. 35 new crustacean species were found on a reef off of New Guinea. I remember like 2 years ago, they found in some like area of like, you know, New Zealand or something, like some area of a forest, and there were like 70 new species there of birds and rodents and things that they never even knew about. So we're still used to like assuming like that we already know everything. We don't realize that this is such an ongoing process. There's still so many areas of the world that are unexplored and so many things. Like just I was telling you about caves, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles of caves underground that are yet to be explored. Thousands of miles of caves. There's so many areas of the world that we have yet to explore. V'yem b'yecholos adam lios daito kolelos toelos kol tzimchei adam v'ulam nigla anyanam b'derech hanisayon al doros hacholfim. Over the generations we've seen the purposes of al'im tomar madua nivru asamim ha'mimisim. You might ask me, oh yeah, I got a good question for you, Rambam. Why did God create poisonous, killing herbs, samim, different types of poisons, kigon esef hanikra baish, the esef hadam. Okay, these are two types of poisonous growths that he was aware about, types of plants that were poisonous. Asher yomas bema adam ve'in bem toelis. They have no purpose for man. Why do they exist? Roy l'chol adash yesh bem toelis. They do have a purpose. Shim yamisu be'ish yochlu osam, lo yamisu be'ish shiach b'shubem al gavei haguf. Even though you may eat them and die, he says, with these two specific species that I'm talking about, if you take them and you crush them up and you turn them into a paste, so they're very beneficial for certain types of ailments. And when you realize that snakes, I'm not sure what an ephah is. What is it? A viper? Okay. A viper and a nachash. You'll understand, you'll start to understand a little bit. That they have very little in terms of hezek, and if you think about how much they have to add. Yeah. So that's what the Rambam seems to be saying. Everything has a positive purpose. Right, like use it to destroy your enemy, yeah. Or like if you're behind enemy lines. God didn't create swords. We created swords. But I hear what you're saying.
The ability to create swords.
Right. Well, could be that God gave us the ability. Well, gunpowder could also be used for dynamite to blow things up in order to get diamond. I think that the yesod is everything. Everything can be used for good, or everything can be used for bad. I think that's true in general. I don't think there's anything in the world that's only used for bad. I don't think there's anything like that. Hate. So, what? Oave Hashem. Oave Hashem sinura.
Right, that's your enemy.
So there's a purpose for hate also.
Agreed.
Right, okay. Good. What? That's right. So you put poison out, exactly. V'kasher matzu shita. Let's continue, guys. Page ayin hey. Guys, let's go. Kasher matzu shitachlus kol elu ha'anyanim. He mitzias adam. Hutzrachnu lachkor k'mochen. Okay, so now that we've established, the Rambam says, that everything in creation exists for a purpose for mankind, so now we have to ask another question. Lama nimtza adam. So why do we exist? And why were we created? If we've now established everything exists for man, and that's the purpose, he says, I can't tell you the exact purpose of everything, but I can tell you one overarching purpose for everything, for man. Okay, well that just begs the next question. Why does man exist? If we start to like analyze, if you analyze a saw, so you don't come up with too many purposes for a saw. However, when you start to look at man, you start to realize that he does tons of things. In general, when you look at animals, you look at plants, so you realize that they basically have one purpose, maybe two. Like, for instance, we see date palms. What's the purpose of a date palm? To provide dates. Same thing with other trees, orange trees. They produce oranges. That's their purpose. Okay, so maybe you could think up of another purpose, like they provide shade, right? But, you know, Lemaisa, how many purposes do... If I had to ask you in a bichina, what's the purpose of an orange tree? So, there wouldn't be so many answers. Oranges. Maybe shade. V'chein achayos, nimtza b'mish yareg bovar. We have animals, and we see that they have, like, primary purposes. Like snakes, they weave. They don't do too many other things. They weave and they catch bugs. That's what they basically do. Kmo achpish. Umishi yivne kmo hasanunis. The sanunis, I think, is a beaver. No, let's see. Vutzipor juor hamekanenes babatim bizman achom. Okay, so it's not exactly a beaver. It is some type of rodent, though. I don't know if a beaver is a rodent, but it's some type of rodent. It's a wild, well, actually, it's more like a bird, a wild bird, that hangs out in your house during the summer months. Right, a beaver is certainly not a bird. I know, I'm not sure if it's a rodent, but I'm pretty sure it's not a bird. Umishi yitrof karye, and then we have like things like animals, like lions, who clearly they're all about like ripping things apart and eating them. However, when you look at mankind, you see that he does lots of different things. And therefore, the philosophers started to try to investigate when it came to man. And they found the following. And they were trying to figure out the purpose of man, they found the following. Kitachlis, this is like super famous lines in the Rambam right now. And I can say personally, these next lines for myself were very instrumental in developing my Weltanschauung. In developing my outlook in life, my hashkafa. These lines right now, the Rambam, were very central in my identifying for myself what I wanted to do with my life and really internalizing what the purpose of mankind is. So without further ado, Ki tachliso po echad bulvad ubishvilo nivra. Man was created for one purpose, and it's for that one purpose that he exists, says the Rambam. Ushar pa'alav, and everything else that he does, even though we see man doing so many different things, he builds things, he develops things, he plays sports, he drinks orange juice, he does so many things. Those are some of my favorite things. But really, mankind has one purpose. And shar pa'alav, and everything else he does, whether it's the sports, whether it's the orange juice, hem rak l'kaim amidaso, those are only there in order to give kiyum to his existence, to give fortitude to his existence. I think that might be the right word. Kadesh I don't think actually. Kadesh yishalim bo apol echadahu. In order to give him the ability to do that one thing. There's one overarching purpose for man. Everything else is to give him the strength to be able to do that one thing. The apol hazehu. What is that one thing? Litzayer binafsho. Sodos hamuskalos, viladas haamitos, kfima shein alav. Hope that wasn't anticlimactic. Litzayer benafsho, to image in his mind, form in his mind, but it means to, an image, to form a perception in his soul. Sodos hamuskalos, the cognitive or intellectual realities, muskalos is from the word seichel, but it means intellectual perception, to create in a person's mind an intellectual perception of things and to know the truth to the degree that he can understand them. That was a deep and heavy line. What does the Rambam say? The purpose of man is to create in his mind intellectual thoughts. Deep thoughts that attempt to perceive reality to the degree that he can perceive its truth. To create in his mind a perception of reality. Shehadas nosenes. Because it's to create, let me even say it a different way. It's to create, without getting too philosophic, it's to create in his mind intellectual thoughts. That's the ultimate tachlis. But those intellectual thoughts are thoughts that are consistent with reality. Okay? To create intellectual thoughts that are consistent with reality. Shehadas nosenes, because it's so obvious. That shav v'sheker, it's just complete falsehood and sheker. Lios tachlis adam lachilu shtiyu l'be'ila. That man's purpose in life should be eating, drinking, and sexual relations. Olav nos kir, or to build himself some type of big mansion. Ki kol elam mikrim ha-mischad shem alav. These are all fleeting things, ephemeral things, things that come and go, things that don't have continued existence. Lo yosifu al kocho apnina. They don't add to his inner essence. Eating does not add to your inner essence. Sexual relations, building a mansion, doesn't add to your inner essence. The ode, shumishtatef bemimrov habrum. And furthermore, he shares these actions with all other creations. Animals also have sexual relations and eat and drink and build themselves structures of living. Okay, we may do it better. You know, some animal, he eats grass, and I eat steak. And he creates himself some like little hut out of twigs. And I build myself a fat mansion with a deck in the back and a boat in the backyard. But Lemaisa, all I'm doing is being a sophisticated animal, if that's what I'm doing with my life. If I'm just finding better things to have for sexual relations with, better things to eat, and nicer homes to build, so I'm just a more sophisticated animal. Ve'achachma, but when it comes to chachma, he asher tosif al kocho hapnimi. Chachma is something that adds to a person's inner strength. Ve'ta'atikoso mimalas buz lema'alas kavo. And it's something that transforms him from being a lowly thing to an elevated, honorable thing. Shahareha Adam Bekawach v'chazer liyos Adam befalal. Because man is created with the potential to become a person. And through his life, he's able to actualize that potential and actually be something. V'ha'adam kodim shiyaska v'yeda hu nechshav kibehema. A person, before he actually uses his mind, he's mamish like a behema. V'lo nivdol mishar minei achayos ela v'higayon. And the only thing that separates us from all other animals is our intellect. Ritzon elomar. With that intellect that he uses it in order to create in his mind intellectual perceptions. Oh, now when he's creating intellectual perceptions, what type of intellectual perceptions should he create? So he can create many intellectual perceptions. He can philosophize on the meaning of life. He can think about photosynthesis and other scientific processes and create in his mind a perception of how the scientific world works. However, the Rambam says, "Hanichbad shemuskalos." What is the most elevated of all intellectual thoughts that a person can think about? Is letzayer benafsho achdus haKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand deeply the complete unity and essence of God. V'chol hanilvel inyanahu me'ha'eluhiyut, and everything else that's dragged along and is part of that godly topic. Because, this is another key line in the Rambam's understanding of Torah Umada, because all other chachmos are only there, ella lahargilo bohem, ad shiagil ledas hachachma Elohis, in order to train his mind, in order so that he can reach godly knowledge. Now I want to try to understand, what does that line just mean? That all other subjects, all other knowledge is there to train his mind in order so that he can have Chachma Elohis, knowledge of God. So I understand that in two ways. Either on just a practical level, the study of other things develops your mind and it sharpens your mind and it allows your mind to be sharp and therefore you're able to understand God because you need a sharp mind to understand God. But I think it's true, I think it's even on a deeper level. The Rambam says is that the understanding of certain other subjects are important keys that are prerequisites in order to understand God properly. You cannot understand metaphysics until you understand physics. You cannot understand how God runs the world on a spiritual level until you first understand how God runs the world on a physical level. So this is not just an idea of like, study physics because it trains your mind well and then your mind will be sharp and you can then use it for the real study, which is the study of God. I don't think that's what he means. I do think he's belittling all other subjects in comparison to the understanding of God and saying that the ultimate knowledge that a person can do with their brain is have a perception of God. However, he's saying that there are necessary prerequisites in order to get that knowledge. And part of those prerequisites are understanding certain other subjects. Uvahadibar bezeinyin ad kaloso yarich mod. And to understand this topic will take a great amount of, what's the word? Time and when I, it starts with an EX, when I, expand on the topic, to
expound,
I don't know, there's another word I'm thinking of, but anyway, whatever that word is, you know what that word is that I'm trying to get to, or at least the idea of it, and I think we will stop here for this evening. Word again. Shout out to David Jory. Stop a record. What do you think?
David, we love you.